And this was the word of the Lord. Here again on Saturday, and may all of you have a very happy day.
The word of the Lord.
She looks cheap. You see?
The Caribbean community calls the need for the meeting to be inclusive with the participation of all the members of the hemisphere. This information came through a communication issued by the CARICOM Secretariat and the meeting of the Council of Foreign and Community Relations. In addition to urging an end to the U.S. blocking of Cuba, the conflict commended the preparation of the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of relations between Cuba and CARICOM for a high-level meeting of the 8th. The commemoration
Prison population. This comes up with less than 5% of the world population. The U.S. is nearly 25% of the world's prison population. And while nearly half of all prisoners in the United States were convicted of non-violent offenses, the real criminals, the ones who crash the world financial system and put millions of people out of work, the ones who make hundreds of millions of dollars off the backs of their workers and literally die on the job, they don't do it. Joe Biden says the Cuban government should respect peaceful protesters, but the cops in this country spent the last year aiding peaceful protesters for protesting racism and police brutality. In just the first week of protests, over 10,000 people were arrested. People are also criticizing medical shortages in Cuba, as if medical care is so accessible here. Just 7% of the current bankruptcies in the United States are related to medical care. Who the hell is the United States to criticize Cuba when 54% of adults in this country can't read at a sixth grade level? There are 17 million vacant homes in America despite widespread homelessness. We have the worst COVID response in the entire world. I mean, Cuba literally has a higher life expectancy than us. So the U.S. is attacking Cuba because they care about poverty and repression. The economically strangled attack Cuba because a socialism relies on food. People in the United States have no reason to support capitalism. The rich want the hundreds of millions of poor Americans to fear Cuba and cash socialism because it's distracting the fact that the rich are the ones really robbing us.
Over on the right-hand side, toward the top, if you're on a computer or a thing, you'll see it. It's from the speakers in the middle. It's going to come. We've got a lot of listen to us live. The speakers in the middle. Sometimes, until now, that on the Android, on your cell phone, it could be a different sound. It's the sound of all the bottom. So you want to start with the you click on it, you can and you can talking over the speaker. Maybe on the phone. Then you do a line with you. You can check out the list of food and post on the web. You can have a story, content, short, other good stuff, photos, and other things. And you can just check it out on the internet.
Including Cuba, despite the strong wishes of the banks to end exclusions in this country. The United States has been making intense efforts from the post-political process to demobilize the just and strong demands of the majority of countries in the region that the summit should be included. It is in a situation in which this entire call from the summit has been taking place, and will be the most from the countries of the region in the way in which the United States has been acting. looking a little thing.
The coast
and dignified the system of the countries that have raised their voices against the decisions of the Senate of America. I wish to emphasize that we share the position of the leaders of the region who have firmly demanded that all must be united in terms of equal rights. Under this condition, and due to the attitude maintained by the government of the United States, I can assure you that in no case you will not attend the summit of America, and that as only there has happened in the past, you are certain you are presenting to the Cuban boys who will be part in the summit of America.
Although the trade sanctions withdrawn, the export announcement of 2000 authorized certain commercial agricultural imports to Cuba, that law also prohibited the U.S. government to close and private finance. The legislation established hearings and tax on the land, that is, to serve the product of the Cuba. They account for a fraction of 1%. Loyola, a refugee who fled violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo, landed by a police officer in Michigan. Video footage and experts have said that the young man was shot in the back of the head by the police force. This is not enough.